The Truth News Network. Identity politics is poisoning the American well of freedom.
There is an antidote.
It's right here at TNN, Truth News Network. For today's chapter, here's Dan Newman.
And Dan Newman is here with the antidote. We've got nothing but news for you. We're going to dig into some really controversial things today. As we're celebrating the weekend, it's finally here. I know you're glad that it's here. We had such a busy week this week. It started with the announcement of the nominee for the Supreme Court to replace retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. Then we moved into some more serious stuff as the president took off for Europe to Brussels, Belgium, met with NATO leaders there. Lots of controversy came out of there. Lots of misrepresentations by the United States media that has all been debunked by many. Things went really well in the NATO meetings. And now, of course, the president is headed to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. It's been a busy week. Sandwiched in between all of that was a very controversial hearing with Peter Strzok. You'll never be able to forget that name. Not fired. I think he's suspended, and I believe he's still drawing a check. Nobody will say whether he's still on the payroll or not, but Peter Strzok was an FBI management-style person at that level, just below fired FBI Director James Comey, who handled the Hillary Clinton email investigation and also started the FBI's investigation into the Donald Trump campaign. And because of a bunch of different things, Robert Mueller dumped him from his team for the special investigator looking into Donald Trump campaign collusion with the Russians in the 2016 campaign. And Peter Strzok is under fire. We're not going to talk about Strzok today. We're going to get into all of that tomorrow. And you're going to want to make sure you come back because it's beyond interesting. It's unbelievable, folks. You will not believe the hearing that occurred between Congress members and Peter Strzok. Today, we're going to get to the truth of illegal immigration detention as it pertains to children. In that hearing we just referenced, several times, probably five or six or maybe even seven or eight times during the hearing, Democrats, when a Republican would hit a special nerve in asking specific, sometimes embarrassing questions to Peter Strzok, Democrats would start screaming and hollering and complaining because we're doing this, we're attacking this man when thousands of children have been snatched away from their parents and are in detention, many of whom their parents don't know where they are. Children of illegal immigrants and those children that come across the border. It's a big deal, folks. Those Democrats act like it's never happened before. They don't think Americans understand and know about the Torres ruling. You remember that? In the Obama administration, too, was separating illegal immigrant children from their parents while their parents were being prosecuted for breaking the law. The Torres ruling came out of an appellate court that stated kids could not be kept in detention of any kind separated from their parents for longer than 20 days. But those kids were still being kept in detention. So what's the truth about all that? What's the truth about illegal children's detention? You know, I often do something that is really unique. I try Google. So here's what I did. I Googled this sentence. How many children were separated from accompanying adults and detained during the Obama administration? I mean, that's a fair question. We know, listening to Democrats, that the current number or last month's number of children over a 30-day period that were separated from their parents during the Trump administration was approximately 3,000. Many of those have been returned, and the ones that haven't, it's because they can't verify identities. They want to make sure, the government does, that when they're returned to adults, it's really their parents or related adults. Child, human trafficking, sex trafficking, all those things, you got to be aware. You don't want to just hand a kid, a 4-, 5-, 6-year-old kid to anybody. you'll be shocked, like I was, to find almost universal statements that such did not happen under the Obama administration, when we know it did. Each story stating this quickly jumped on the recent travesty of those 3,000 children separated from adults under this administration. So how did the Obama administration handle this problem? They had to. Mainstream media still does not believe American citizens are capable or will take the time to do a little research, like I did, and like you're listening to now, even on such a controversial issue. It seems that conveniently, the Obama Department of Homeland Security either did not keep accurate records of such separations, or maybe those records are buried somewhere far away from the light of exposure, if ever discovered. Remember this, Obama himself bragged about the huge number of deportations his immigration officials initiated during his 8 years as president, far more than have occurred in the first year of the Trump administration. Knowing that begs a question. Were all of those deportees adults that brought no children? And that begs a second question. How could the Obama administration, under such circumstances, and there surely was a vast number of juvenile children with their parents and other adults, how could they not deal with children caught up in those detentions? And we know they had to. The court, with the Torres ruling, made them deal with it. Rather than just take for granted that all members of the Obama administration were Mother Teresa models and their driving purpose was to keep every illegal child with their illegal parents, I decided to do a little digging. And what I discovered, as you might imagine, is a little different than the perspective left by the Obama folks when they cleaned out their offices and left D.C. Want to hear the rest of the story? Here you go. The Obama administration's strategy was to expedite deportations of refugee children, oftentimes without a lawyer, no due process, and jail refugee mothers with children as a deterrent. That was said by Matthew Colkin, an immigration lawyer whose clients include children seeking political asylum. He continued, yes, Trump's zero tolerance policy is concerning, but it isn't a huge departure from what we saw under Obama, as 52% of all federal criminal prosecutions were for immigration-related crimes when he left office. In late May, the American Civil Liberties Union announced that it had obtained thousands of government documents that showed evidence of, and this is a quote, the pervasive abuse and neglect of unaccompanied immigration children detained by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection during the Obama presidency from 2009 through 2014. Hadn't heard about that, have you? It continues, these documents provide a glimpse into a federal immigration enforcement system marked by brutality and lawlessness. That was Mitra Ebadali, ACL Border Litigation Project staff attorney, in a report about those abuses. She went on, all human beings deserve to be treated with dignity and respect, regardless of their immigration status, and children in particular deserve special protection. Like so much else in immigration, this administration has taken weapons that Obama's folks loaded and left on the table on the way out, and then they picked these weapons up and started firing, and that's what's happened here. The previous administration created and stood up this infrastructure and refused to demand accountability from the people that were responsible for running it. And now you have its predictable consequence in the hands of this administration. Human Rights Watch documented inhumane conditions at various family detention centers. Women and children most frequently go without showering while in these cells, regardless of the length of time they are held, the report said. In some cases, holding cells lack toilet paper, do not provide sanitary pads for women and girls who are menstruating. Charles Cuck, a past president of the American Immigration Lawyers Association, told Fox News the outcry over the treatment of children arriving at the border is, in some respect, mind-boggling. This is not new, Cuck said. What is new is how we're handling it publicly. It's being handled publicly in this administration, but obviously not in the Obama administration. A big reason for the outcry, Cuck said, is the knee-jerk tendency to lash out at this president's actions and put them in disproportionate perspective. Everyone in immigration law was screaming from the rooftops about Obama detaining families, Cuck said. Obama said they had to enforce the law so the conservatives in Congress would fix the law. Obama officials also argued they had to implement tough enforcement for the sake of providing a deterrent. They considered separating children from parents as they weighed how to deal with the Central American surge, but decided against it. That's according to the New York Times, and we believe everything they print. It was a practice of the Obama administration to abuse refugee children and refugee mothers with children, Colkin said. I don't really care which type of abuse or abuser people find more abhorrent, because it's all abuse and it's all abhorrent. Immigration authorities say detention is necessary, and it is, because many people who are released pending an immigration hearing never show up in court. We know that. And everybody coming up from South and Central America knows that, too. That's one of the goodies that human smugglers that are making big dollars bringing them through Mexico and sneaking across the southern border of the United States. That's the way they sell people. Hey, we can get you in. We can get you in. You may be caught, but you're never going to have to go to court. You can just disappear. Many advocates for more lenient policies have pushed for alternatives such as ankle monitors to detention for asylum seekers and others who are not deemed a danger to the public. You know what? In all of the hoopla, all of the screaming and hollering about this, this is the very first time I've heard someone even offer up some possible plan, and one such as simple as ankle monitors. As brilliant as our government is, and it really is, as innovative as our government is, and it really is, don't you think somebody would think of that? It happens with minor criminal offenses. Criminals wear an ankle bracelet, an ankle monitor. Why couldn't we do the same thing for illegal immigrants awaiting trial? It's exponentially worse when the children are taken away, Cuck said, adding that the real solution is congressional action to fix immigration. The pressure is on Congress. But one side wants to return them. The other side deems that unacceptable. So what do we do? We'll talk about that and more right after this on the Truth News Network, TNN.
We're here asking people from all over what they think of Lipton green tea. Let's hear what people from Texas have to say.
Mm-mm.
How about China?
Mm.
Germany?
Mm.
How about people from the North Pole?
Mm.
Or Mars?
Mm-mm.
What about mimes? Oh, right. People with their jaws wired shut?
Mm.
Yeah, a barbershop quartet.
Mm.
Mm. Oh, you guys are great. How about race car drivers?
Mm.
Yeah, what about you, high school glee club, here on a field trip? Well, that settles it. It sounds like everyone loves the taste of Lipton green tea. With its protective antioxidants from real tea, it's not just good for you, it's mmm to you. Lipton tea can do that.
So busy you don't have time for today's news on TV or newspaper? Never fear. TNN, the Truth News Network, has your answer. Download TNN Podcast to your phone. Catch up with the latest news during your busy day. The Truth News Network, TNN, only at dneumann.org.
And that's right where you are today as we're talking about illegal immigrant children, how they have been handled and how they should be handled. Let's look at some quick bullet points while we're talking about all this. Let me ask a few questions. Why no incessant drumbeats of war against President Obama by the media for his administration's detaining young children separated from their parents? I never heard much. Why then does this same media cry daily against Donald Trump, his administration, and all conservatives for not caring about children, the jailing of those children, and the travesty of not allowing everyone from any other country into the United States? They won't open borders. The media harps on that constantly, over and over and over again. And if you don't agree with it, if you don't agree with their coastal Potomac political elitist position on open border immigration, then you don't have a heart. You don't care about humanity. And they are better than you. Why has there been no mention of the conditions in which those illegal children were kept under Obama? Remember those pictures that came out a few weeks ago of children in cages? That reporter put that tweet out that showed that picture, and it just so happened, it was revealed later, there were kids in cages, but it wasn't kids in cages in the Trump administration. It happened under Obama. Does the fact that no members of Congress introduce legislation to fix those problems for those children and their parents fall at the feet of the Obama White House or members of Congress for responsibility? It didn't happen before. And you know, there have been, under the Trump administration, a couple of comprehensive immigration plans that have come before Congress. And Congress hadn't done it, hadn't done anything to get it resolved. Why hasn't Congress taken action to resolve this issue under Clinton, under Bush, or under Obama, and now Donald Trump? You know what? It's obvious that this president, hasn't and will not get any breaks from the mainstream media. And I think he's resolved himself to that. When all three of the major TV networks have been rated as providing bad Trump news 90%+ of the time, Americans are forced to dig for truthful news about our government on their own. You know what? That's not necessarily a bad thing. I think Americans should get more involved, should be researching more, should be not just taking what they see, hear, and read as fact and finding out the truth for themselves. Of course, you can assist that truth process by coming here to the Truth News Network, TNN, every day. More and more, I'm finding Americans who, while watching and listening to attack TV and radio and newspaper, realize the stories the media is dishing out do not parallel what these Americans are seeing in their own lives. Now, what are they seeing now that's different from a couple of years ago? Well, lower taxes, much lower unemployment across the spectrum of Americans, women, African Americans, Hispanics, much lower unemployment, pay increases, new companies are coming to town, massive expansion of existing companies. With all of those new companies coming in and the expansions, what happens then? New jobs. Also, respect from foreign governments unseen for at least 8 years. And the left go crazy when they hear someone like me say that, but it's true. What has changed? Quite a bit under this president. And Americans understand that the policies and attitudes that were coming out of the Obama White House have been vacated by this president and replaced with good reports of good things for the U.S. and through the U.S., good things for other countries too. Barack Obama, before he really got started with his promise to initiate fundamental change to this country, was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. That was a symbolic gesture at best, but was based on no substantive accomplishments by Mr. Obama. And accomplishments went downhill for him after his prize award. Immigration issues were a thorn in his flesh the entire 8 years, even if the mainstream media pretty much gave him a pass, which they did. But truth will out. And it did, as it always does. The could-do-no-wrong leader discovered that governing a nation, and especially this nation, could not be accomplished successfully by simply being cool, which he is, and suave, which he is, while giving good speeches. I don't believe I've ever heard a better speech giver than Barack Obama. He's really good. Americans now have a benchmark to use in Obama versus Trump accomplishment measurements. In many categories, President Trump has already accomplished far more than did Obama in two terms. But let's not judge this president's successor for failure in office just yet. Let's wait a few years. Why? You've heard and seen Democrat pundits award Obama for all of the economic success that has occurred in the last 18 months. They are saying, trying to prove that the economic success that we're sustaining now originated by Barack Obama policies and things that he implemented. Of course, they won't name the specific things that back up that argument. And the reason they don't name them, in my opinion, is they're not there. Of course, they're doing so in error. There's no proof. But let's wait to see if Trump can achieve even more of his promises that he laid out during his 2016 campaign. You can bet there's more to come. Regarding illegal immigration, something definitive and comprehensive must be done. Our immigration laws are antiquated, they're unbending and inflexible, and are unacceptable. Americans want the illegal immigration problem addressed, and they want it resolved, and it can be resolved. Most Americans agree that illegal means illegal, and people who commit illegal acts break the law. That's the way it works, folks. Americans expect all who break laws to pay a price, whatever penalties accompany each law that they break. Until those laws are changed, Americans expect U.S. immigration laws to be enforced. Without enforcement of laws, what purpose does having laws in the first place serve? It's a waste. We got 535 people that were paying big salaries and spending billions of dollars to house an office in Washington, D.C. They're members of Congress. And what is Congress charged to do by the Constitution? To create and implement laws. If we're not going to enforce the laws that we are paying them billions of dollars to create, why the heck have them doing it? How to fix illegal immigration? I'll go into my opinion here. There are two ways that will work, either separately or preferably work together. These two are the only viable options that I can see that could fairly and comprehensively solve the illegal immigration problem for children and adults. Number one, we just talked about this one, congressional revision of current immigration laws with comprehensive replacement or revisions, whichever is deemed best. No one, nobody, no president through executive order or some other type of executive fiat, nobody but Congress can possibly permanently fix the legal problem of illegal immigration. That's what they're supposed to do. Why hasn't that already happened? It's pretty simple. In my opinion, it's partisan party politics from both sides, Democrats and Republicans. Both sides have specific political agendas regarding immigration. The target of both are the illegal immigrants. They bring with them votes. And that's what both parties want. The second possibility, close the U.S. borders. And when I say close them, I mean close them. A wall, electronic surveillance, people, intense manpower upgrades on the southern border, whatever it takes, close U.S. borders completely. Allow no illegals into the country. Yes, I know it's a tough one, but if implemented and operated the right way, it could be effective. If all illegals who are contemplating coming to the U.S. illegally knew that they would not be allowed in, period, unless completing one of the legal ways to immigrate to the U.S., they would stop attempting to break through our borders. They would know for sure if you come and go across the border illegally, when you're caught, you're going to be immediately sent back, period. They'd stop coming. This would save millions of dollars these illegals are forced to pay smugglers and save illegals' lives. Many are lost from the grueling conditions that prevail when human traffickers and smugglers transport them through deserts in 100-plus degree temperatures to cross the U.S. border illegally. That would stop. Close the border. I think that's the cheapest, the best way, and the quickest way to stop it. And you know what happened? Illegal immigration went down significantly in that period after the 2016 election into early 2017. And you know why? Because everybody down south in Central and South America and in Mexico felt like Donald Trump was going to seal the southern border. And so they knew if they started on a trek to get across into the United States and got stopped, they were going to be kicked out, sent back immediately. So it wasn't worth taking that trip on and rolling the dice because they knew they weren't going to be successful in getting into the United States. And let me ask you this. What Honduran mother would send a child with a human trafficker to attempt an illegal crossing of the U.S. border, knowing that being stopped short before gaining illegal entry or immediately taken back across that border when discovered was going to happen every time? They wouldn't. It's just not worth the chance of losing a child. They just simply would stop sending their kids. Part of the legislative fix cries for a major streamlining of the process. It's antiquated and it's ineffective. Congress needs to act. They need to act now. Presidents can only apply temporary fixes through executive order, and those always get caught up in the court systems, and they're just a temporary fix. It takes Congress. Congress, act.
Undeniably the go-to source for nonpartisan, spin-free news from the world. TNN, the Truth News Network, puts it all together for you.
Every day
at dnewman.org.
Thanks for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow. You have a great day. And thanks for joining us every day. TNN, the Truth News Network.